Hi, listeners. Dr. Amy Horniman here, aka the Thyroid Fixer and host of the Thyroid Fixer podcast. I'm here to tell you about my experience working with Rachel Varga one-on-one with my skin. I am a self-proclaimed anti-aging skincare addict, and I have spent thousands of dollars on the wrong skincare, always falling prey to those ads that promise to reduce your wrinkles and smooth your fine lines. Working with Rachel, I'm telling you, she is a guide. She takes your hand. She personalizes your entire skincare regimen, really looking at your skin and how it is and what your goals are. She listens to you. And that's the most important part of this journey. It's unlike anything I have ever experienced. In fact, there's nothing out there like it. Rachel is an angel in this world. She will absolutely transform your skin. You will reach your goals of skincare, whether it's reducing wrinkles or clearing up acne or just looking good on camera. That's what I need. So head over to rachelvarga.ca and book your one-on-one consult with her. You will not regret it. It will be the best thing that you do for your skin.
Hello, 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 everyone, and welcome to today's live masterclass all about what to put on your skin daily. I welcome Deborah, Melinda, Tamara, Susan, Beverly. Great to have you here. And for those who will join a little later or catch the replay, this is an exciting masterclass on what to put on your skin daily. I warmly invite live questions in the chat. There's always excellent questions that come through, which is why I love teaching these masterclasses. So let me hear from you all tuning in now live. What do you think are essential to apply onto your skin daily? And while I'm waiting for your responses, I'll see, you know, a number of one-on-one clients here, skin tutorial members as well, School of Radiance members. Great to have you here. And also some new faces, which is fantastic. So when it comes to the skin, having healthy skin doesn't come from trying. I just before this taught a skin tutorial, and one of the participants said, you know, I've been trying to sleep on my back. Well, let me tell you something. You will never achieve anything in life if you try. You need to do. You need to take action. So if you are looking to improve your skin and have glassy skin, healthy skin, start to reduce things like fine lines, wrinkles, pore size, pigmentation, skin redness, skin irritation, it doesn't come from using one thing. There are key skin foundational products to apply every single day, not just every day, but also every AM and PM and be consistent. And then of course there's advanced layers to that as well. Melinda says antioxidants, moisture, proper sleeping habits. Yes, antioxidants and moisture are key aspects. Now let me expand on this a little bit. If you were to wake up and not do anything, and then put an antioxidant serum and a moisturizer on, what are you missing? You are literally putting antioxidants and moisturizers on debris that's fallen on the skin. Maybe the products that you had placed on the skin the evening before when you went to bed. Now the issue with that, and yes, I sleep with air purifiers, but you may not yet sleep with air purifiers in your bedroom. Not to mention you are, you know, maybe you have your fur baby, maybe you have your partner, maybe you've snuggled up and then you have all these things on your skin and maybe your hair is in your face. You're not sleeping with your hair up or in heatless hair curlers, which I teach in my seasonal tutorials. You have all this stuff resting on your skin all night. And in my research article on oxidative stress status and its impacts on the skin, what I discovered was when you don't wash your face, you are actually exposing your skin to, you're setting your skin up for stem cell damage, and in particular, the keratinocyte stem cells. So debris from the air, whether it's, you know, things off-gassing in your home, mold, heavy metal pollution from the air outside, these all rest on the skin and actually damage your skin's keratinocyte stem cells. So not only do you have all this other debris that's probably on your skin from the night before while you were sleeping, you are then putting products on top of that. And what happens is the skin up close, the stratum corneum, the top layer of the skin, looks like cornflakes. It's like stacked layers of cornflakes. And then things get trapped in them. So one of the key root causes of skin redness and skin irritation, as well as skin dryness and sensitive skin, is from not putting specific things and doing specific skin practices every AM and PM. It is like magic. In 2 weeks, when you follow a proper skin foundational approach, the skin becomes more glassy. It becomes less red and it feels much smoother and less dry. And I noticed this very early on in my career. I've been in the industry now since 2011 as a double board certified aesthetic nurse specialist with over 20,000 rejuvenation procedures under my belt. What I noticed was getting clients on just a couple key foundational products. We're talking maybe 4 or 5 products. In 2 weeks, when they came back from consultation to then 2 weeks later for, say, an in-clinic peel or a laser or something like that, I started to notice a trend in just how quickly the skin responds to just applying specific things and doing specific practices AM and PM. So it's not just about using antioxidants. It's not just about using moisturizer. It is a couple of key foundational steps. And hello, Beverly. It's great to have you here. Step one, wash your face. Do not be a water splasher in the AM. You've probably heard me say this many, many, many times. But for those of you who say aren't one-on-one clients yet or haven't taken my skin tutorials, you might still be making this mistake. And it's a very common mistake that I see, because I think some esthetician on YouTube started telling people, or even practitioners started telling people, well, don't, you know, use your cleanser in the AM, just use it once a day. That is probably some of the worst free advice out there. So always take into account when you're listening to people for skin information, as well as other information in regards to health and wellness and vitality. Are they practitioners and experts in that field? Are they practitioners? Are they researchers? Are they clinical trainers? Do they publish, you know, medical journals on it? Maybe not, maybe. However, some people that still are practitioners are still telling people to not wash their face twice a day. And washing the face twice a day is so incredibly important. And welcome, Shanila. Welcome, Shanila. It's great to have you here. So what does this look like? You hop in the shower, you hop in the bath in the AM when you get up, and you use your cleanser. You use your cleanser. I teach how to do facial gua sha in my skin tutorials. And then you rinse off your cleanser fully. This is also a foundational skin step that I see people making a mistake on over and over again, is they're not actually rinsing their cleanser off completely. And I'm very excited to announce that I have literally created the best cleanser I've ever used. And I've been in this space since 2011. I've tried numerous cleansers and am finally making products that are non-toxic. They work really well. They rinse off really well. And they even remove waterproof makeup in one go, which is fantastic. So stay tuned for the pre-sale on that at the School of Radiance Skin Shop. So with cleansing, you also don't want to be overly drying your skin either. So when you've cleansed the skin, you just want to take your towel, go over your hairline. I teach you how to do this specific step in my skin tutorials as well, but just simply do that. And then you can apply Melinda, the antioxidants and the moisturizer. Okay. So step one of what to put on your skin every single day is your cleanser. Actually in the AM and PM. So a single cleanse in the AM is perfect. A double cleanse in the PM, your first cleanse is taking off the dirt, debris, makeup, different particulates in the air that have rested on the skin. And then the second cleanse is actually washing the skin. Okay. So double cleanse in the PM, single cleanse in the AM, something you should be applying and doing to your skin every single day. It also comes down to what cleanser is the best for your specific skin needs, right? So I work with a number of different cleansers as well. So depending on what your skin type is, I can recommend a specific cleanser for your need. Hello, Deborah. Deborah says, so excited about your products. Yes, Deborah did a recent order. Fantastic. Thank you. Actually in here, Deborah is my longest time client. So everybody give Deborah a little round of applause here. So after cleansing, yes, then while the skin is still a little bit humid, you can apply your eye cream, you can apply your antioxidant serum, your moisturizer, and your sunscreen. However, what I have identified as the five key things to be applying to your skin every single day is cleanser, moisturizer, mineral-only sunscreen, and then these other two, which is exfoliating the skin a couple of times a week, and then also maybe doing some type of overnight treatment to the skin, which could look like a mask, or it could look like a retinol or a peel. So the fifth element is a little bit more of an advanced layer, as well as I would consider eye creams and antioxidants a little bit more of an advanced layer as well. So the key things to be applying to your skin every single day: cleanser, moisturizer, and sunscreen. It doesn't have to be complicated, ladies and gentlemen, does not have to be complicated at all. But what it also comes down to is using products that are free of, you know, parabens, phthalates, all that, as well as products that are specifically appropriate for your specific skin needs and goals. And so this is where my one-on-one sessions come in very handy. And for those of you tuning in who I haven't yet met with, I warmly invite you to use promo code MASTERCLASS, and MASTERCLASS15 will get you 15% off of your one-on-one with me over at theschoolofradiance.com. One other update here is that I've extended my one-on-one sessions from 75 minutes to 90 minutes, okay? This is because it's not only about what you're applying to your skin every day, it's also what you're doing in your lifestyle every single day to reduce oxidative stress. At the end of the day, oxidative stress in the form of particulates getting on the skin from your air and your water, hello LED lighting, EMF exposure, which disrupts your blood and the microcirculation to your skin, as well as other pathogens and microbes in the body, such as parasites, yeast, fungi, mold, heavy metals. It's, again, if you want great skin, it isn't just about washing your face twice a day, applying your moisturizer twice a day, and sunscreen every day. You know, maybe exfoliating the skin 2 to 5 times a week, maybe using that antioxidant serum in the AM, maybe using that eye cream AM and PM. It isn't just about your skincare for great skin. It's about being healthy on the inside as well. In fact, the skin is a direct representation of what your internal systems are doing. So say, for example, you are looking at your skin and you are noticing redness, dryness, puffiness, and irritation to the skin itself and also the eyelids, even irritation to the corners of the mouth. These are all signs that internally there are definitely some things to address. You're not going to get that addressed with just trying new skincare products. Hello, Delilah. Great to have you here. So at the end of the day, you want to focus on cleansing AM and PM, moisturizing AM, PM, and mineral sunscreen every day. That are the those are the three bare minimums to do on your skin every single day. Now, here's the deal with moisturizer. Moisturizer is a great way to feed and nourish the skin. Now, moisturizers, when they're formulated really well, and on my skin shop, I have some excellent moisturizers. However, I do recommend customizing them in a one-on-one, depending on what your specific needs are. In a session, a moisturizer is a way to feed your skin. So do you have to use an antioxidant serum? You don't have to use an antioxidant serum.
However, that will give your skin more hydration as well as more protection from free radicals, from air, water, lighting, electromagnetics that actually slip through your sunscreen. There is no such thing as a sunblock. That is a misnomer. That is a marketing tool. So a sunscreen will simply filter the UV radiation from outside, but also the UV radiation from LEDs in the home and from our devices. That's what an antioxidant does, is it boosts your hydration and protects your skin a little bit more, as well as feeding it. However, there's lots of great moisturizers that I offer from various different brands. All my skin shop is the Distilled Down, the superstars from many brands. And I leave out a lot of additional products from these brands I work with. Every brand I work with has duds and superstars. And I've seen this as a common theme working with practitioner grade products since 2011. And there's always new products coming out too that claim to have, you know, this antioxidant or this peptide, but then I try the product myself and, you know, I notice what the price point is for it. I notice how much I have to use of it. And oftentimes I find that these heavily marketed skincare products are really expensive for what they are. The amount of antioxidant peptides are really low on the ingredients list. And I find I also have to use about 2 to 3 times more of that product compared to the products that I already work with that are already pre-vetted by me. And I have great feedback on from my clients that a lot of these products I've even worked with since 2011. So the results have stood the test of time. So when you're seeing a moisturizer that has, you know, hyaluronic acid, vitamin C, vitamin E, different peptides, well, how high on the ingredients list are those actives? A really well-made moisturizer is going to feed and it's also going to hydrate the skin. The other thing just behind the scenes about moisturizers is in a lot of the studies and analysis, they look at how well the skin was moisturized for only 10 minutes. So what we also want our moisturizer to do for us is give us the hydration that our skin needs all day, right? Not just in that 10-minute analysis window, which is actually very common in skincare research. So you'll find a magazine article or an advertisement and you'll see statistics like 90% of people notice an improvement in their skin hydration. That's not actually what I would say would be like a clinical reference. That's more like a marketing type of statement. So there's that to consider as well with moisturizers. So at the end of the day, you want those moisturizers to be free of toxins. You want them to be customized for your specific skin needs. And you also want that moisturizer to have a blend of antioxidants, peptides, and also humectants to moisturize the skin. Now, the number three cleanser, moisturizer, sunscreen. Sunscreen is really important to use on the high real estate areas, which include the face, neck, side of the neck, the entire chest area, even putting a little bit on the top of the shoulders and your leftover products on your hands. I personally love getting full body sun exposure almost every day. However, I will always protect my face, neck, chest, and hands. If you are, say, working from home and you're on your computer or you have LEDs in your home, or you are driving, you know, 15 minutes to go pick up your kids there, back, going to the store, running this errand, going here, going there, what it comes down to with sun damage is that it's actually a cumulative effect. So it's 5 minutes here, it's 5 minutes there, right? It's not just about, okay, I'm going in the sun today to go to the beach. I'm going to wear my sunscreen. That is the wrong approach. Using mineral sunscreen on the skin every AM is one of the easiest, most cost-effective things that you can do to reduce pigmentation, to reduce loss of collagen and elastin, and reduce the formation of fine lines and wrinkles, and of course, skin cancer. However, it's not only the topical sunscreen you use, it's also the internal antioxidants and omegas, protein, collagen that you're consuming that will also help to initiate an internal protection mechanism
from oxidative stress, like from going outside. So again, it's not just about your sunscreen. It's about how much oxidative stress you have in your body and what you're consuming every day to keep that toxic bucket as empty as possible. Okay. Really, really, really important to not only consider sunscreen in the topical sense, but also in the internal sense. A number of years ago, when I first started to include antioxidants in my supplement routine, which included things like NAC, quercetin, zinc, green tea extract, vitamin C, superoxide dismutase, and a few others, but those were the key hitters. I noticed that I wasn't burning outside in the sun in 10 minutes. My skin type is very prone to skin cancers. I've even had a precancerous lesion removed because I did the sun beds for, you know, a short period of time in my youth. However, many of you listening maybe use the iodine and baby oil outside, and you know, you fried your skin. Maybe you were a lifeguard or did something outside when you were younger. So throughout my whole life, if I went outside, I had to put sunscreen all over my body so that I wouldn't burn in 10 minutes. And then I started to consume these antioxidants daily. And a lot of times these antioxidants are also in a really good moisturizer, like the ones I have on my Skin Shop. But when I started to consume them, I could be outside for much longer, pretty much most of the day, actually. And now I don't even burn. So there is the element of the topical sunscreen application, as well as the internal antioxidant supplementation to allow your body to manage oxidative stress. So I'm doing this with my hands here. I'm making a little bucket. When we have pollutants and environmental toxins from our air, water, lighting, electromagnetics, pathogens like yeast, fungi, parasites, heavy metals, mold, this toxic bucket will fill up quite quickly. And so actually getting to know your skin and notice when you go outside and how fast you burn, or other times when you go outside and you notice that you're not really burning as fast, this can be an indication actually that either your oxidative stress status is elevated or it's lowered. So what do we want to look for in a really good mineral sunscreen? What you want to look for are ingredients like zinc oxide and in a really high concentration. Titanium dioxide is also used in a lot of mineral-based sunscreens too. And the sunscreens you absolutely need to literally just throw out and not use at all are chemical sunscreen filters. So if you're curious if any of the products that you have at home are chemical sunscreen filters, I encourage you to, you know, take me with you while you're listening to this and actually find your tinted moisturizer with sunscreen, your primer, any facial moisturizers with sunscreen, or any sunscreens that you've purchased, even sunscreens that you've maybe purchased from your practitioner. What I noticed about 9 years ago was that there was a practitioner sunscreen company that then started to include chemical sunscreen filters in their formulations, but they still had some mineral sunscreen filters in them too. And they were continuing to market them as a mineral sunscreen, but they were a blend. So taking a look at the products that you have, doing a quick inventory. If you look at the back of the bottle and you see an ingredients list, so there's going to be a non-medicinal ingredients list and then a medicinal ingredients list. I want you to look at the medicinal ingredients list. You should see, you know, zinc and titanium at a certain percentage. If you see anything else like avobenzone, oxybenzone, octinoctate, anything that ends in an own or an eight in the medicinal ingredients section, that is a sign that the product that you're using is a chemical sunscreen filter. And you need to stop using that right now. Chemical sunscreen filters are being banned by countries across the globe because of their detrimental effects on marine life,
you've probably heard of coral reef bleaching. There's lots of studies, you can just go on PubMed and find this, that chemical sunscreen filters also interfere with hormones. They are known hormone or endocrine disruptors. So you need to stop using any type of chemical sunscreen right now. In fact, literally throw them out. I don't even want you to get through using it. It's also been linked to, so when we have a dysregulation of hormones, it also sets the body up for cancer, right? None of us want cancer. So yes, there have been linkages to things like breast cancer as well. So say, for example, estrogen receptive breast cancer, if you have a lot of these types of chemical sunscreen filters or parabens or phthalates in your skincare, your hair care, your personal grooming products, your laundry detergent, as well as your hand soaps and dish soap, if these chemicals that are not good for you are in those products, you are getting a dose of that all the time. Not to mention, those chemicals are in the water supply, which is why filtering your water is so important. And yes, there's lots of things that can be done with shower filters, with whole home reverse osmosis systems. And you can find my top recommended products on my biohacking page over at theschoolofradiance.com. Just go to the biohacking page there. That list is constantly being updated. I'm constantly going to events, learning about the founders behind the companies, and also recently discovered a new water filtration system that does four things in one. Reverse osmosis, so it filters out pharmaceuticals and different heavy metals and other toxins like fluoride in the water. It also ionizes the water, so it turns the water into hydrogen water, essentially. It has a high, it basically has a high level of alkalinity so that the body then, it actually works as an antioxidant on the skin, believe it or not, when you're using alkaline water, as well as structuring the water and remineralizing. This technology does exist. And actually just yesterday, I finally found a piece of water filtration technology and systems that do just this. So I will be adding this to my biohacking page as soon as possible. So it's not only about what to apply on your skin every day, which is your cleanser, moisturizer, and sunscreen at the bare minimum. It's also how you're living and how you're washing your face too. And of course, exfoliate a couple of times a week, but not with a scrub that is going to scratch and tear the skin. So this is what I see a lot of with salt-based scrubs, with sugar scrubs, with apricot hull or seed scrubs, is they actually will create little micro tears in the skin and then actually create an opportunity for microbes to come in and result in further irritation. So the exfoliants that I have on my skin shop are magnesium-based scrubs or diatomaceous sphere scrubs. I do have a body scrub that is sugar-based. So for the body, you can use something like a salt or sugar. That's fine. There's also ways to use like lactic acid, for example, for body exfoliation. I just taught a face and body peel lesson in my seasonal tutorials. I have another round of my next seasonal tutorial beginning next week, and you are warmly invited to register. And of course, there's going to be early bird savings with that. And of course, that's at theschoolofradiance.com, where I teach you how to use your products. And in 7 weeks, we cover the basics of how to apply your products, those three basics, cleanser, moisturizer, sunscreen, as well as the more advanced layers like antioxidant serums, like eye creams, neck creams, overnight face masks, overnight hydrating masks, as well as retinols and peels. We also talk about cleaner hair care options and hair growth stimulating options. And yes, I do skin tutorials, makeup tutorials, hair tutorials, heatless hair care, and also heat styling tutorials, as well as how to integrate further advanced layers like peels and retinols, as well as, of course, dermal rolling. So the only place I teach my dermal rolling tutorial is in my skin tutorials, which you can find at theschoolofradiance.com. Definitely register for that. Every one-on-one client of mine should take at least one skin tutorial. And for the customized guidance, this is really where the one-on-one, it's an hour and a half with me, shines, so that you get also that ongoing support and custom cake recipe for your specific skin needs. So the thing here that people often also like to jump to are beauty gimmicks, dermal rolling, or skin rejuvenation before even doing the foundations of what to apply on your skin every day. And in fact, the approach that I like to take, which I talk about in my research articles, includes least invasive to most invasive, because sometimes when we simply apply foundational products, when we simply start to lifestyle-wise reduce our oxidative stress, we do things like at-home peels, at-home dermal rolling, at-home retinol use, as well as advanced protocols that I teach, you may actually find that doing that heavy lifting at home with your skin foundations will likely result in less of a need for more invasive rejuvenation, whether that's non-surgical injectables, whether that's lasers, whether that's body contouring, whether that's actually surgery itself. And I published this algorithm in my research to really get the word out that the more you do at home, the more attention you pay on being consistent with your skincare application, as well as consistent with your lifestyle, every turn, eating the right foods. I have on my biohacking page some excellent resources to test instead of guess the nutrition for your skin and slowing aging. These are all key elements. And then, of course, starting to employ purification in your home and office of your air, water, lighting, electromagnetics, and regular detoxing. These are all really key aspects to help you get the best hair, skin, nails of your life, as well as your hormones will likely become more balanced because you're less toxic, you're using less toxic products, you're probably going to sleep better, and you're very likely even going to reap the benefits from better mental and emotional wellness. The less toxic we are, also, the less in fear we are, the more conscious consumers that we will become. So if you are going online, you're seeing all these ads for skincare products and you're thinking to yourself, oh dear goodness, I'm seeing, you know, fine lines of wrinkles, deep wrinkles, skin redness, irritation, I need something now. And you're purchasing something out of fear, you're very likely not going to be making a great purchasing decision. So that's why having a skin mentor like myself to give you that ongoing support, to give you that ongoing mentorship, is invaluable. I like to say that I love to save my clients 10,000 hours and $10,000, because sure, you can try and search a lot of this stuff online and you might actually come across some good information. However, with the macro and the micro approach that I like to take on the skin, I simply don't see anyone else in the skin space talking about the skin, slowing aging, vitality, and radiance in the way that I teach it. So that's why it's great to find those people, those mentors, those people that you trust and stick with them, and then start to tune out the noise. Okay. And start to notice maybe when you're seeing those advertisements that show, you know, before photo and, you know, 70 days after these remarkable transformations or these skin gimmicks and skin gadgets that show one side of the face lifted more than the other, you know, was that side of the face on that individual more lifted than the other side anyways, because facial asymmetry is a thing. So always keep these in consideration when you are seeing advertisements as well, and just becoming a more conscious consumer. Tamara has a question. Can you talk a little bit about your new magnesium product? I ordered it and I'm very excited to use it. Well, I'm very happy that you asked about that. I wasn't thinking about talking about magnesium here, but why not talk about it? Because it is really key. So instead of showing you, I'm actually just going to do a walkthrough on my skin shop. That's a better idea. So magnesium has been, you know, known for a long time that it supports sleep. So magnesium also in a specific form, the form that I have in my product, also helps with soft tissue and muscle repair. So it helps with soft tissue muscle repair. It's researched to do that. I've worked with a lab. They do third-party independent lab testing. Great product. However, it's also going to help with your sleep. This is like the epitome of beauty sleep product, right? And some of the feedback that I've had from a number of my clients, as well as, my experience with it as well. I've been using magnesiums for years. So we're just going to take a quick peek on my, I'll do a little share screen. I wasn't planning on talking about this, but since you have a question, let's get into it. And we're going to wrap up quickly here, but please, I warmly invite questions. Let me know what's resonating, what you found interesting so far. So this is on my skin shop. You can head on over to theschoolofradiance.com. Just go to the skincare tab and you're going to find this product here. This is my magnesium bisglycinate. And what I love about this product is I've used magnesiums for years, many different kinds of magnesium. I've been taking magnesium to support my sleep for a long time. Then I thought to myself, you know what? I should just make my own. So I have the opportunity to partner with an excellent third-party lab that has been formulating for, I think, about 38 years. And this particular magnesium bisglycinate product actually even crosses the blood-brain barrier. Now, you'll see different products that have, you know, different forms of magnesium, and those products are still great too. However, what I did notice, because I had been taking so many different types of magnesium products for years, and then I, you know, used mine, I definitely did actually notice an improvement in my sleep. I just woke up well rested. I didn't toss and turn throughout the night. And then some of the other feedback I've had from my clients is that it, within about two nights, they noticed the improvements as well. So you can pick up my magnesium bisglycinate over at theschoolofradiance.com. Head on over to the skin shop page. You'll also find all my other recommendations here for things like your skincare, hair care, grooming, dermal rolling products, hair, skin, nail supplements. It's all here in one spot. And there's a lot of different brands that I work with. However, what's unique about my skin shop is every quarter, I actually review all 250 products, believe it or not. 250 products. And actually every time I order new products now, I'm doing this too. I'm checking the manufacturer ingredients to make sure there haven't been any updates to the formulations, because companies will do this on me and it's really annoying. So I work with a number of different brands and I distill down the best of the best products, because every single line that I've worked with, practitioner grade skincare since 2011, there's always these duds and there's always these superstars. So my skin shop is the superstar from the lines. Okay. So just because you see me selling a line on my skin shop doesn't mean that I love the entire line at all. So that's why shopping on my skin shop is so incredibly convenient, because I'm distilling down the best of the best, and also am a stickler for fresh products. So if you ever see anything that's sold out, it just means I have more product coming. But if you see something that you ordered before and it's not there anymore, it's because I have given it the boot and I have found a better replacement for it. But of course, making my own skincare products just allows me to have the control and knowledge and knowing and trust that that product is that product and it hasn't been reformulated without my knowledge. One of the other interesting things I'm seeing a lot of with these skincare companies, specifically also in biohacking space and just in general, is that they might not have things like parabens and phthalates and things like that, but the formulation itself to make a gel has specific ingredients that I don't like. Now, I also don't want you to have to be using, you know, three times the amount of a product when there's one over here at a lower price point. You need to use less of it. It's going to be a lot more economical as well as more results driven. So that's what the difference with working with me is. Okay. Delilah, hello, Delilah. Can you please repeat the bad chemical ingredients in sunscreen? Okay, if you have your sunscreen in front of you, if it's okay, so there's two different things here. There's the chemical list, the active ingredients, the medicinal ingredients. Okay, they're going to have percentages. Then there's going to be the ingredients list. Every ingredient is a chemical. When you combine oxygen and two hydrogens, you're combining more than one atom, you're creating a chemical. What matters is if that chemical is bad for us or not. Okay. So when you see marketing that says chemical free and the first ingredient is water, it's just bad marketing. And you're too savvy to fall prey for that type of marketing. It's like greenwashing, just it's terrible. So when you find, to answer your question, Delilah, on the back of your product, or if you're looking for a product, the medicinal ingredients in the percentage section, if it's anything other than zinc or titanium, like for example, avobenzone or oxybenzone, if it's anything other than zinc or titanium that has a percentage next to it, that is a chemical sunscreen. Mineral sunscreens are only zinc and titanium. Okay. So it can be a little tricky for you as the consumer to be able to identify these things. That's why having someone like myself to support you in this just makes it so much easier. Okay. So that's why you'll never see me say, chemical-free products, right? Because that's like I have taken Gen Chem, Organic Chem, and Biochem, and anyone that has any chemistry background knows that that is complete nonsense. So the bad chemical ingredients in sunscreens are anything other than a zinc or titanium, but to specify, that is in the medicinal ingredients section. You are going to then have an ingredient section, which will have lots of other things that actually make up the compound of that product itself, which are going to be a list of chemicals. But what matters is if the chemicals are bad for us or if they're good for us. And sometimes different ingredients serve a purpose to allow for an antioxidant to not become a free radical or otherwise known as a bad chemical. So that's why I also have this issue with a lot of super crunchy, hippy dippy products that don't actually have any stabilizers in their formula, but they're marketed to have things like vitamin C, vitamin E, hyaluronic acid, vitamin A, retinol, peptides, but the final formula isn't stable. Those ingredients can actually oxidize and then pose oxidative stress on the skin. You're very welcome, Delilah. All right. Deborah says, love the envy pillow. Deborah, you are referring to the concept of backsleeping. Backsleeping is also something foundation. I love doing these master classes because great questions come up. Backsleeping is also a foundational aspect to having great skin and slowing aging. Side sleeping and stomach sleeping, day in and day out, are going to compress your face and result in vertical lines and accelerate aging. That's why sleeping on your back is so excellent. And on my biohacking page, I do have a specific pillow that is fantastic. And I sleep with this pillow all the time. Sometimes I do want to curl up on my side. However, with this pillow, it just results in less compression of the face compared to compared to a traditional type of pillow. Those are my learning materials from the event that I was just at. One of the other cool things about tuning into, these master classes, the School of Radiance podcast, booking your one-on-one, registering for my skin tutorials, and then for the cherry on top, the School of Radiance membership for more of the behind-the-scenes communication etiquette, dining etiquette, radiance cultivation, what that looks like, what some of the different energy technologies and frequency technologies that I use behind the scenes are. What are my detoxing protocols? What are key elements to cultivating radiance? That's the School of Radiance membership. So there's three main ways to learn more with me. I warmly invite you to book a one-on-one with me if you haven't yet already. use promo code MASTERCLASS15 over at theschoolofradiance.com, where I will provide with for you your custom cake recipe. What products I can specifically recommend for your specific needs. We'll talk about your lifestyle. I'll ask you a number of questions and actually identify possibly, very likely, which I do with every single one-on-one session that I do, is I find things in your daily living practices and lifestyle that are aging you faster. And then I give you that warm guidance and support of how to stop that and how to, you know, do things in your life in a way that will be more supportive of slowing aging. Also in the one-on-one, I provide guidance on specific skin products, as well as rejuvenation options, what to do, where to go, as well as ongoing mentorship and support, as well as follow-up calls, email support. I love working with my clients for many, many years. And we actually have one client in here, Deborah. I believe I've worked with you since 2011, actually, which is excellent. So pretty much right when I started in the industry. So I love to work with my clients long-term. And I'm always going to events and learning and all these things too. So I love to have these check-ins and follow-up calls with my clients too. Then in my skin tutorials, this is where I do deep dives. So these masterclasses are more of a macro overview. So if you think the masterclasses and the School of Radiance podcast is a lot of, you know, great high-level information, you haven't seen anything yet. My skin tutorials are where I show you how to apply your products. As I mentioned before, we cover all things from skincare, hair care, retinols, peels, rejuvenation. And I do these tutorials seasonally, and they're always live. They're not pre-recorded. They're always live because I'm always going to events. I'm always reviewing research articles, writing research articles myself too, and always learning. And then I take that learning to you in a little bit more of an off-the-cuff, real, raw, unedited tutorial type of learning setting. And so that's like the icing on the cake. The School of Radiance membership is like the cherry on top. It's all the things that I do and that I love to teach you how to do as well. How to enter a room and have the right people notice you in the right way at the right time. This is essential for building your community, because at the end of the day, the why behind desiring to have better, healthier, more beautiful skin is to have confidence to then build your community. We are stronger together. We're not meant to be isolated. We are meant to thrive with people that have similar values to us. So in the School of Radiance membership, I teach very high level personality archetyping for you, your partner, those you engage with, so that you can better relate and communicate, as well as conversational dining etiquette, how to present yourself. We do deep dives on things like grooming. We also discuss the body, mind, spirit, energy practices of deep beauty and radiance, being in more positive emotional states. It's just one example. Really is the School of Radiance membership is like the cherry on top. It's the questions that I get from you who have already done a one-on-one, who have taken my skin tutorials, you know how to use your products, you're getting those results, and you're ready for that last piece of transformation, that cherry on top. That really is where my heart is in the School of Radiance membership, where I teach a lot of deeper aspects to being radiant. You might be curious, what is radiance, right? So radiance in Ayurveda is the 10th body. We have our body, mind, spirit, energy, as well as other bodies of us. This has been around for thousands of years. In Ayurveda, the 10th body, the radiant body, is the electromagnetic projection of all of your other body systems humming along just fine. And the quality of the operating systems of your different systems. So radiance truly is that culmination of everything that you're doing, from cleaning up your skincare, from reducing your oxidative stress status, from cultivating your body, mind, spirit, energy practices, to regularly detoxing, to being in positive emotional states, to having very sophisticated knowledge on how to best communicate in both a personal and professional setting. And when you are operating as a radiant human, you are better going to be able to connect and converse with yourself, become more intuitive, as well as when you connect with others, you're going to be having more positive interactions. And you're going to be like a magnet for other people who are also radiant. So with this, you're going to notice that the quality of your friends and relationships are going to shift dramatically, as well as different opportunities that present themselves. For example, just these last 2 days, I received a beautiful invitation to attend this health conference on integrative health and sat at the head table with the organizers. You know, I never met these people, but I was invited. And it's just like, wow, okay, this is really interesting to observe that without any effort, I'm literally in situations with other people who are like me, who have similar values, who at the end of the day are really just wanting to help people live better. And this is our impact to help make this world a better place. So at the end of the day, my mission is to help you become more radiant. People will notice that there's something different about you. They'll start to ask you what you're doing. And then you can slowly share, drip in information to them, which will help them be more radiant too. It is about leading and living by example. You will not be radiant if you are using toxic products, if you are following a garbage diet, if you are consuming materials and content online and through movies and in music that is not in the highest. You are not going to be radiant if you are constantly surrounding people that don't have shared values. That in and of itself will put you in a fight or flight state and then actually promote an imbalance of your masculine and feminine energy and even drain your energy. So there's one other thing I love to teach, which is my in and out approach in communication. So that when you do find yourself in exchanges at family events or professional events, and you can tell pretty quickly that these people don't have the same values as you, there are ways to shift the conversation to protect your energy, have them answer questions with specific questions that you ask them. And then you will both leave. Well, I mean, you're going to know that you did this, but that other individual will have left, even though you didn't really want to connect with them. You didn't have shared values. You wanted to get your exit. You were still able to leave a positive lasting impression with that individual and then make your gracious exit. I do these strategies all the time to protect my energy because to be radiant, to slow aging, you are at every moment in your day making the highest decisions possible for you. When you're making great decisions for yourself, your family are also going to reap that benefit. And trust me, you are just going to have a huge explosion and positive influx of other radiant people entering your life and making new friends and new business opportunities. And, you know, one of the things that I love about my client work is that I tend to attract a certain type of client. And this is really what I love about the work that I do as well. That's why you don't see me doing skin tutorials on YouTube for just everybody. I'm very conscious who I like to exchange energy with. And the reason I have a paid consult is because the level of exchange that occurs. That's why you can try and get all this information for free yourself and piecemeal it and get this information from people that might not have shared values with you, that might actually not be coming from a great place themselves as well. Maybe their lives are totally messed up. I actually see this a lot in the influencer and even the health space is that I get to meet these people and get a read on them. Are they, you know, is their life sorted out? Are they in positive emotional states or is their psychology totally scrambled? I'm not going to work with people that are like that, nor am I going to recommend their products. So that's why my recommendations are very specific. And I love to actually have this knowledge, have these exchanges so that at the end of the day, I can continue to make great recommendations for yourself too. And I also get to reap the benefits, of course, as well. So thank you everyone for joining me here in today's live masterclass on the foundations of skin. It doesn't have to be complicated. It should actually be very simple. Your skincare routine should only take a few minutes, but it does need to be customized to what your specific needs are. And they do need to be free of specific toxins. You don't need to spend a lot of money on your skincare either. So I really do my best to find products. I have products on my e-store that are like $9. I have hair care that's $14, right? It doesn't have to be expensive. So you can shop easy. Melinda, everything, some amazing information. I learned a lot from each item you talked about. You're welcome, Melinda. Kelly, thank you, Rachel. I always enjoy learning from you. You do have a beautiful radiance about you. Thank you very much, Kelly. I warmly receive both of those lovely compliments. Yeah, at the end of the day, my aim is for you to be more beautiful and radiant and less toxic and clear so that you have better relationships and that you leave your beautiful mark on this world through beautiful radiant exchanges too. Susan says, thanks for all that you do. Well, I wouldn't be doing this work if it wasn't all for you. Deborah says, just love you. Thank you. All of you are really why I'm here. I'm not just here to, you know, get this information for myself, for great skin, for reducing oxidative stress, having the best relationships of my life, you know, succeeding and being prosperous and abundant and healthy and positive and radiant. I'm not just keeping it for myself. I'm teaching it to you, but there are very specific ways that I teach it. So one-on-one tutorials, the School of Radiance membership, and of course, the School of Radiance podcast for free updates and these live classes. So they always are adaptive based on your questions and feedback as well, which is why I love to teach these live masterclasses too. All right. Love you all so much. Have a beautiful rest of your day, everybody. And I will see you again very soon. Email me any questions. If you have a question about this, that, the other thing, we can have a question. I can answer your questions over email. We can book a call. I'm here to support you. All right. Have a great day, everybody. Love you. Bye.